Entrepreneurs deserve more than ordinary banking. The Access Bank Diamond Business Advantage account is designed for SMEs, the driving force of the economy. It brings you seamless digital payments, smarter cash management, and the kind of support that keeps your enterprise moving with confidence. From the first step of your journey to every milestone ahead, this is the account that puts strength and simplicity at the end of your business. Call 202 or visit any of our branches to open an account today. Access Bank, more than banking.
A fire destroys the three shops at Chililabombweza Lubengele Market. Drug abuse and premature pregnancies among youths worry Kitwe civic leader. In African news, the UK restricts the DR Congo visas over migrant return policy. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Goods worth thousands of kwachas have been destroyed in a late night fire that engulfed three shops at Lubengele Market in Chililabombwe. According to Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui, the fire broke out on Sunday evening, December, and gutted a liquor and a wholesale shop along with two neighboring stores. It is reported that the owner of the liquor and wholesale, Patrick Singela, aged 40, had secured his shop at approximately 19 hours, but was later alerted by neighbors around 23:50 hours that the building was engulfed in flames. Officers from Chililabombwe Central Police Station responded to the scene alongside the fire brigade. The joint team managed to extinguish the blaze before it could spread to other sections of the market. Police say the cause of the fire has not yet been established and the total value of the destroyed property is still unknown. An inquiry file has been opened and investigations are currently underway to determine the origin of the fire. A 46-year-old woman of Mwanza District has died after being shot during the incident involving Zambia National Service ZNS sentries. And Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi has confirmed the development to Company Radio News that the fatal shooting occurred in the early hours of December 28, 2025, behind the ZNS Mwanza milling plant along Miova Road. Mr. Chilawi has identified the deceased as Stella Mwanza, a resident of the Zambia Correctional Service compound in Mwanza. He explains that preliminary investigations indicate that around 24:30 hours, ZNS sentries on duty noticed a white Toyota Corolla, registration number ABT7840, near the milling plant exit gate. He says it is alleged that the vehicle stopped briefly, but before the sentries could approach, the male driver sped off, prompting the military personnel to open fire. Police later received information that the vehicle had been abandoned in the Miola area, about 1 kilometer from the scene. After searching the vehicle, the deceased woman was found dead, soaked in her own blood at the back seat.
After midnight, ZNS sentries on duty observed a white Toyota Corolla, registration number ABT7840, near the milling plant exit gate. It is alleged that the vehicle stopped briefly, but before the sentries could approach, the male driver sped off, prompting the military personnel to open fire. Police later received information that the vehicle had been abandoned in the Miova area, approximately 1 kilometer from the scene. Officers responded and found the deceased in the back seat with multiple gunshot wounds. She was rushed to Mwanza Mission Hospital, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Meanwhile, the driver of the vehicle, a 45-year-old man who initially fled and abandoned the car, has since reported to Mwanza Police Station, and formal police inquiry procedures are currently underway.
Mukushiza Makanda Ward Development Committee WDC member Given Chisenga has appealed to government to construct a school in the Chiwe area to improve access to education for local children. Mr. Chisenga tells Common Radio News that the pupils in Chiwe are forced to walk long distances to the nearest schools, a situation that has contributed to increased absenteeism and school dropouts among some learners. He further explained that the long distances expose the children to negative influences and risk behavior, which could be avoided if a school is constructed closer to the community.
So, we are going to be able to do this.
Kitwezi Limaposa Ward Councillor Lackson Filongwe has expressed concern over the rising cases of drug abuse and premature pregnancies among youths in the area. Mr. Filongwe attributes the trend to substance abuse, saying many youths are getting hooked on drugs and ending up in situations they can't control. He explained that mostly girls are being drugged and impregnated while in a drugged state, with some as young as 15 dying during delivery due to complications. He has since called on the police to work with local leadership to identify and apprehend unscrupulous people who are supplying drugs to youths. Meanwhile, Mr. Filongwe also noted that parents are not entirely to blame, as youths are increasingly disobedient and unwilling to listen to guidance.
Abaichi bari ukwa wangu kula mafumo waiche waiche nyeti lirenga sana sana ya